Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Always love catching up with our buddies at the Wounded Warrior Project, and no exception this time. It's getting warmer outside, and for a lot of us, that means getting outside more. And our next guest is a big advocate for the health benefits of getting active outdoors. James Herrera is the Vice President of Physical Health and Wellness for Wounded Warrior Project. He's back with us. James, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. Randy, thank you for having me. I'm out here in Colorado Springs at our Soldier Ride couples event. So we've got 20 couples out here. Soldier Ride is one of the oldest events at Wounded Warrior Project. We're doing things on bikes, getting people active and outdoors in the sunshine.
Oh, man, that sounds great. It sounds awesome. Is it just regular bikes, or are there some e-bikes thrown in there?
So no e-bikes, but we do have a variety of adaptive bikes to accommodate any needs. So yeah. We've got recumbents, we've got hybrids. We have all the adaptive equipment for any type of injury or ability level to get someone situated and comfortable to pedal, just to recreate, to enjoy time with family, friends, or get physically active.
Yeah, that's so cool. You know, I've tried one of those recumbent bikes, and I got a buddy that rides one almost every day, and I just couldn't do it. I mean, yeah, I had a Cannondale for a long time that I rode, and then my wife and I finally got smart about a year ago and got some e-bikes. Man, you talk about changing your life.
You know, I actually have a number of friends that are riding e-bikes these days, and one of the best things about them is that, you know, someone that's a little fitter can maybe ride with someone who's less fit and still ride the same pace, enjoyable, have that conversation. It's kind of an equalizer, and it can get you up a, you know, tough stretch of road. You're going up a hill,
right?
Something a little uncomfortable. You just hit the gas a little bit and, you know, you're up and over.
Well, and that's what the other benefit, I think, of the e-bikes is it gets you out despite if it's hot, if it's cold, if it's windy, it's whatever, you can still ride the e-bike. And so
exactly,
I think that's a great benefit of that. But so, you know, we're talking about these benefits. What are some of those benefits of getting active outdoors?
Sure. So there's a lot of positives that come from exercise in general. You know, the Center for Disease Control says that physical activity helps brain health, improving thinking and cognition in kids, reducing short-term feelings of anxiety in adults. Exercise routinely performs better than any drug available in improving mental health outcomes. Regular activity helps keep your brain health as you age as well, which is awesome.
Right.
It can help you sleep better. So we haven't even touched on the actual physical health benefits of exercise, which are, you know, lowering risk of death from chronic diseases, improved pain management, for instance. So physical activity is invaluable, but being active while being outside, that's a whole other dimension of benefits. I truly advocate for that. The studies show numerous benefits of sunlight exposure.
Yeah, hey, talk to us about that, about the sunlight exposure benefits.
Sure. So for one thing, vitamin D is important to our health, and an overwhelming number of Americans are severely deficient in vitamin D. One way to absorb vitamin D is getting regular sunlight, which is completely free, by the way. Vitamin
right.
D helps. Yeah, it doesn't cost a dime. And so vitamin D helps reduce inflammation, helps improve calcium absorption, which is associated with improved mood. Challenges that can come from not getting enough vitamin D include fatigue, not sleeping well, bone pain, depressions or feelings of sadness, hair loss, you know, just a host of undesirable conditions.
Yeah, and I just want to emphasize again. So James said that the sunlight is absolutely free. It's not in a bottle at Costco. You can get outside and do it. Hey, James, what is an adequate amount of sun exposure?
So 5 to 30 minutes a day of sunlight can provide enough vitamin D, and getting in the sun first thing in the morning when the sun is at a lower angle has been shown to be extra beneficial because it helps maintain our body's natural rhythm. These are all reasons we host so many events to get warriors out of the house and connected outside in their community. These events are fun, engaging. They come with the mental health benefits of camaraderie, just like the Soldier Ride we're at today.
Yep.
And they often also include the physical benefit of being outside.
Well, and I want to throw another part of the puzzle in there also that helps a lot of people get up in the morning and get going. If you have pets, we've got horses. and dogs. But if you have pets, you're going to get up and get out whether you want to or not, right?
You know, I love that you said that because I've got two dogs. One's a Husky mix. One is a Blue Heeler mix. Yep. Both super high energy dogs. And I think one of the things they love most is that time going outside. When they know the routine, they know I get up, I make a cup of coffee.
Yep.
When they see me stand up and move towards my running shoes, the leashes, the harnesses,
right?
It's like, all right, it's time to go.
It's and so on.
Seeing them out on the trails, it just motivates me to want to get outdoors every single day. I love being outside at sunrise. It's one of my favorite things to do is being out there on the trails with my dogs, watching the sun come up and getting a little bit of that early, you know, low intensity sunlight on my skin.
Yeah, that's so cool. We've got two pit bull rescues, and those guys are both frisbee catchers. So, I mean, okay. the routine is, at least with me, it's got to be morning and afternoon, 20 throws in the morning, 20 throws in the afternoon, and they will not take no for an answer. So, I mean, it just makes you get out there. But, yeah, that's great stuff. We're talking to James Herrera. He's the Vice President of Physical Health and Wellness for Wounded Warrior Project. Hey, James, what other benefits come with getting outdoors?
You know, UVB rays are shown to have benefits on hormone production, and you don't need much. Studies have found, say, 30 minutes of sunlight 2 to 3 times per week is beneficial. It's important to note that sunscreen, windshields, and some sunglasses will block UVB rays, so get some sun without those protections for just a bit. Too much exposure to UVB rays, though, can also be bad for your skin, so it's important not to overdo it.
Hmm.
It's also important to note it does not have to be a bright, sunny day for you to get UV rays. So if you know you're out and it's a little overcast, you're still getting those benefits.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about moderation. It's always key. How does all of this help with sleep?
So as I mentioned, our body's natural rhythms a few minutes ago, this is called a circadian rhythm, right? And think back to ancient times before we had big, sturdy houses. Our ancient ancestors didn't have alarm clocks. They woke up with the sun and went to sleep when the sun went down. Now we've got walls that block the sun. We turn on lights at night. It makes it easy to disrupt our natural sleep-wake cycle. So sun first thing in the morning can help you feel more awake and alert. And sun in the evening signals to our brains that it's almost time to start winding down for bedtime soon. So we've already touched on the vitamin D benefits, but relating to sleep, vitamin D helps our body produce serotonin. And we've already talked about how sunlight provides that vitamin D. So serotonin is a precursor to melatonin, which helps promote sleep. So to link all this together, getting in the sun helps the body naturally wake up and prep for sleep over the course of the day.
Yeah, it sounds like there's no downside. I mean, how does
none at all?
How does Wounded Warrior Project then help veterans and families and caregivers kind of connect with these benefits of sunlight and vitamin D?
Well, the first step is simply getting these families out of the house. Like I said, we're at our soldier ride here. We did this as a couples ride. So we wanted to bring the couples unit together for them to share in the experience. You know, we plan fun and engaging events that warriors tell us they want to try. Could be a dinner, could be a sporting event, or a multi-day bicycle ride like the one we're on now that leads people wanting more time on a bike. We recently started offering advanced cycling opportunities. We do some mountain bike things. We do some ski and snowboard in the wintertime, and it's been a great success. The other thing I'll say is education is also empowering. When I was talking about our ancestors, they didn't know that sun was so beneficial. It was just their way of life and their only option. Now we've got all the modern conveniences of being able to control just about everything in the environment, you know, temperature, light levels, etc. And we have to first know all these benefits of the outdoors before they can be appreciated and acted upon. So to address the educational component, we offer virtual and in-person educational events to inform warriors and their families about how to reap the benefits of nature.
Yeah, and you know, you guys always do this with such a great degree of camaraderie. And that's, I don't want people to lose sight of that too, because that's a very important feature, right?
Well, you know, the social connection between veterans is something, social connection for people in general
sure.
is one of the biggest things that influences mental health. And so we want to create events that are fun, engaging, get those warriors to broaden their social connections, because ultimately, you know, like I said, the mental health benefits are just huge. And seeing the successes that they have, the empowerment, the confidence boost, and the laughter that I'm witnessing right now in the park as they're on a rest stop.
Right.
It's just awesome to see.
I love that. I love that, James. Hey, anything else you want to add about the topic of exercise or getting outside?
Yeah. So that, you know, the last thing I'll say is, you know, mental health aspects of outdoor activities. We already addressed how vitamin D can help improve mood, but there's also this hypothesis that essentially says humans evolve in a natural environment and our modern lifestyles are slowly pulling us farther and farther away from that, you know, further away from nature.
Right.
Nature researchers are proving that getting outside is an extremely effective way to combat these new age problems of being burnt out, anxious, stressed, and exhausted. We're also experiencing a loneliness epidemic right now across the country. So the events we offer to warriors and their families encourage them to get connected with their peers frequently, which has been shown to reduce depression and anxiety, improve emotional regulation, and lead to higher self-esteem. And the last thing I'll say is, you know, all of our programs and services, absolutely no cost to our veterans and their families. And so, you know, I love what I do for work, man. I get to empower people and boost mental health and boost activity levels, which is ultimately impacting a veteran and a family's quality of life.
And James, you're just so good at articulating all of that. And I just want to commend you for that. That's such an important aspect. You can have all the knowledge in the world and not be able to articulate it. You do a great job. Hey, learn more about how Wounded Warrior Project gets veterans out of isolation at woundedwarriorproject.org. James, great to catch up to you, man. Get back on that bike.
I will do, Randy. I love catching up with you, man. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.